I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Stunning news from the floor of the United States Senate. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today accused President Donald Trump, a fellow Republican, of provoking the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
Last time the Senate convened, we had just reclaimed the Capitol from violent criminals who tried to stop Congress from doing our duty. The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. And they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like. But we pressed on. We stood together and said an angry mob would not get veto power over the rule of law in our nation, not even for one night.
The U.S. House of Representatives last Wednesday impeached President Trump for a second time. The Senate has yet to schedule a trial to determine Trump's guilt or innocence. McConnell last week said he would listen to the arguments presented during the Senate trial before deciding how to vote on the impeachment charge of inciting an insurrection that resulted in the siege of the Capitol. Former Fed Chairman Janet Yellen is undergoing cross-examination today with the new Biden administration, hoping that she will indeed become the first woman secretary of the United States Treasury. She sits now before the Senate Finance Committee and spoke of the necessity of mounting a vigorous vaccination campaign.
A vigorous national campaign to make sure that vaccinations are as rapid as possible. Not only is this a way to prevent needless suffering and loss of life, but it's also the best and most effective way to get our economy back on track. And
this is VOA News. Exactly 24 hours from right now, from this very moment, Joe Biden will officially become the 46th president of the United States and Kamala Harris the vice president. The new president plans to unveil a sweeping immigration bill on day one of his administration. It would provide an 8-year path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. without legal status, according to a person granted anonymity to discuss the legislation. It's a massive reversal from the Trump administration's harsh immigration policies. China on Tuesday welcomed reports that President-elect Joe Biden may sign an executive order to bring the U.S. back to the Paris Agreement on climate change as soon as he takes office tomorrow. The United States last year formally left the Paris Agreement, a global pact it helped forge 5 years ago to avert the threat of catastrophic climate change. The tightest security measures in recent memory are in place in Washington, D.C., just ahead of Wednesday's inauguration of Joe Biden as the 46th president of the United States. National Guard soldiers from across the East Coast continue to arrive in the city. The streets of the U.S. Capitol were eerily empty, and it seemed their number may be dissuaded all but the most determined protester from returning to the city after the shocking events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. The U.S. Treasury Department today sanctioned 3 individuals, 14 entities, and 6 vessels for their ties to a Mexico-based network involved in the sale of Venezuelan oil benefiting the government of President Nicolas Maduro. The list of actors designated by Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control includes an Italian and a Swiss citizen, as well as a Venezuelan-Spanish dual citizen. The listed entities include organizations based in places like Malta, Panama, and Zimbabwe. 2 U.S. companies based in New York City were also designated. Ugandan opposition leader Robert Kyagulanyi, the popularly known as Bobi Wine, has called on Uganda's development partners not to recognize the results of last week's presidential election, which he said were undermined by widespread illegalities. In an exclusive phone interview on Monday with VOA, Wine said his party has evidence to prove the election was fraudulent, including ballot box stuffing by the Ugandan military, which he said also ordered people to vote for President Museveni on Election Day. A police chief in Afghanistan on Tuesday claimed that 160 Taliban militants were killed and 52 others wounded in a recent operation in Helmand province. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA.